it's okay. If I got you, well, it's a good day. Good day to be me. Hey, you weren't wearing makeup, baby, on the night you said you would.
I'm here.
Rich is here. I promised I'd be here. Rich said he'd be here.
Yep,
Jennifer said that she'd be here. It's Mardi Gras.
Yay.
Fat Tuesday. Time for celebration. I was a month early. I was earlier than everybody else. You see, I always like to be first.
There you go.
So a month ago, I declared it was Mardi Gras. It was actually 4 weeks ago today, I think.
Yeah, it was.
I said that. Imagine that. It was four. It seems like just seconds ago.
The president of the network here at Radio America was just down in New Orleans for some meetings, and he said, Mardi Gras, this was last week. He said, it's in full force.
Full force.
And he says, Bourbon Street was hopping.
All right, so they have gumbo and crab cakes, Richie.
Ooh. Jambalaya.
Yep. Jambalaya by the booba da ba da ba. Is there a song? What's that song?
I like the crawfish etouffee.
See if you can find
Jambalaya.
That song.
Crawfish Monica.
No, no. Richie, find the song.
Jambalaya.
Jambalaya, please, if you will. Thank you.
I'm sure there's a lot.
I'm welcome. I know that. Okay, from the farmer fact file.
No, there's no songs about jambalaya.
How many? Yeah, no. There's a.
I just sang it.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
It's a real song.
Jambalaya.
No, no, it doesn't go
that.
Like
helps,
that.
Thank
you. Sound like you're on American Idol, for God's sake. Now, there's a song.
Something.
So, in the farmer fact file today, I can't tell you how many email I have gotten from people asking me if I have tasted the new Baby Gaga ice cream. You know what Baby Gaga ice cream is?
No,
yes, I do. Made from
Baby
breast milk.
Gaga ice cream is made from breast milk. Baby Gaga ice cream.
And all I can do is picture a bunch of poor women hooked up to the machines that you use to milk your cows.
Right.
Yep.
It's $23 a cone, by the way, for those of you who are wondering. Breast milk provided by mothers who answered a call online from this company called Ice Creamists. Company founder Matt O'Connor. Confident that his idea would be a winner at $23 a cone. Maybe there's something I can learn. How'd you like to come to Eastleigh Farm in Framingham, Massachusetts? We'll give you... Actually, the thing is, we could have some fun with this because literally every bit of ice cream is breast milk. It's breast milk.
But it's cow milk.
Well, but it's still breast milk.
Right.
Human breast milk, different from cow breast milk in several ways. But cow milk is breast milk. Goat milk is breast milk. Any pig milk is breast milk. Raccoon milk is breast milk.
Right.
Yeah, from anything. So this guy could have been pulling off the biggest. Apparently it tastes pretty good. I think there's a hoax involved in this, frankly.
So you don't think it's human
breast milk? No, I don't think it is at all. Adults realizing how tasty it is. One woman said, tastes just like ice cream. Tastes just like chicken.
Well, I guess they flavor it with vanilla and lemon zest.
I'm telling you, this is a big hoax. Baby Gaga, and I'm going to try to figure out how I can make this pay at the farm. There's some way I can get this to pay at the farm. We can have our own breast milk. Breast milk. They supposedly blend it with some kind of Madagascan milk, and they have they churn it into ice. This is a hoax. I'm telling you, this is a hoax.
I like it.
Farmer Doug says this is a hoax, and the only thing that upsets me is that I didn't think of it first.
Why do you think it's a hoax?
Because there's not enough.
Breast milk?
How much breast milk do you think? Think about it for a second. Ladies, you're welcome to call, encouraged to call 800-510-8255. How much, exactly. How much milk is it going to take, never mind for a quarter of it, to make an ice cream cone? How many women do they have to have? Literally tens of thousands of women pumping their excess breast milk in order to give this guy enough milk for him to sell commercially a breast milk ice cream. This is a hoax.
How many gallons of milk? Do you guys make your ice cream?
We send the milk out, and it's made by Puritan.
How many gallons do you send out?
Well, it's the amount of ice cream is directly related to the amount of milk. You get unlike cheese, where there is big waste, ice cream's no waste. It is dependent on how well how rich you want it. You want 18% butter fat in your ice cream. You want it 14%, 12%, 16%.
So each week, you, like in the summer, each yeah. week you send out how many gallons?
In the summer, last year, yeah, it was about somewhere between 200 and 400 gallons a week.
Okay, and that gives you how many gallons
same,
of ice cream?
We can come back to the same. It's
so if you send out 200
no
gallons,
waste.
You get back 200 gallons.
Right, 20 gallons, 100 gallons, it makes a difference. It's all, it comes back the same.
Really?
Yep, no waste. Cheese, I'm telling you, cheese is the only place that is wasted.
Huh.
You waste a lot of it in cheese.
So if this guy's
selling...
the way
you cook it and do all
get
this
it because of the way?
Yeah, the way.
Right, yeah. Yeah, so this guy what?
So if this guy's selling...
I'm telling you.
10,000 gallons.
This is a hoax.
Yeah.
This guy is very smart.
Unless.
No.
Unless he's gone to like some small town in the outskirts of China.
What?
Well, then he can't.
Women.
Get,
yeah. Nah, you're not going to use. That's not. Well, I mean, it might be worth for $23 an ice cream cone, which is what he's charging.
Maybe he's got like a small. Like you farm cows for milk.
Yeah.
Maybe he's farming humans for milk.
Yeah.
Maybe he breeds them and then puts them out in the pasture and has them running.
And they're all eating grass.
Right.
They're all
eating grass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh. Walking up to the Salt Lake.
That's how
their
I
back.
See it. It's
hoax,
weird.
Hoax, 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 hoax. It's good. It's great marketing, but it's a hoax. Hoax, 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 hoax.
A hoax.
So no hoax involved in the winter weather. Northeast, just a little north of you, Richie.
Yeah.
All the way into northern Maine, up to northern New York. Really bad snowstorm yesterday, and the effects are going to be felt for the next couple of days. And that was the reason that I decided not to go to Roberta's mom's funeral. Roberta, yesterday we were talking about this. Roberta's mom finally passed away. You thought you might get on a train and go up to it tomorrow morning?
I was thinking about it.
Yeah. Well, I sent her an email and said, by the time I got in and out of there with the delays, a lot of flights into New York were canceled.
Yesterday
to be a backlog of it. I mean, I would like to have actually gone to pay my respects, but then do it in some other way. Meanwhile, all these roadways are closed, and people complaining because this is the most major march. Is that a good sentence? This is the most major March snowstorm on record. This is the biggest.
Wow.
Yeah, big time stuff, Richie.
We got 50 degrees down here in D.C., and I'm liking it.
Well, 70 degrees, actually 67. Here at the CRN Digital Studios,
that's
right. Outside. Inside's about the same temperature.
It's about 20, I think.
Yeah.
It always gets cold in there.
Well, when I'm here, because I turn the heat way down, everybody gets upset with me, but I like it cool. Speaking of things that are cool, the most recent space shuttle launch, very troubling that the Columbia is coming home, because I think they ought to not be canceling this space shuttle program, but there's some really cool video. The video of the day yesterday at DougStephan.com. If you haven't seen it yet, go check it out. The most recent space shuttle launch, somebody in an airplane took a really neat stuff. And that counters, by the way, one of the things that is, there are a couple of viral things today. One of them is apparently a Jennifer Aniston hoochie coo tape. It's gone viral.
It's not a hoochie coo tape.
Well, that's much that I'm going to say about it.
Yeah. But it is funny.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that has gone viral, I just lost my train of thought thinking about Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, and hoochie coo.
Yeah, that's not hard to do.
Where did I? There was another. What the heck was the other thing that's gone viral? Oh! Never mind. It'll come back to me. Where did it in my mind just went? Jennifer Aniston and then Gonzo. Sally's in Mount Vernon listening to WMVO. Hi, Sally.
Hey, good morning.
Morning to
Hi.
You. How are you?
Hi,
what's
Sally.
Going on?
I'm picking up the grands to take them to school.
Grandchildren going to school.
But, you know, everything we buy is made in other countries.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if this Lady Gaga ice cream is the breast milk American-made, or is it imported?
Oh, good question.
Well, actually, this concoction was originated in London, in Covent Garden. That's where the ice cream, that's where the original store is. Now it's being moved around, but the origin of the milk seems to be dicey. The question is, where does it really come from? Why did you? What's your point? What do you think is the origin of this?
I would say that it's probably from a third world country where women are really desperate for money and, you know, I don't want to say human slavery, but.
Yeah.
Could be.
No, yeah, okay, so there's an idea. Don't know about that, but it's worth some consideration. Yeah, I mean, anything's possible. You know that. Today,
right.
Anything is possible. You can move any anything from anywhere, especially. Yeah. As bad as our own regulatory agencies are.
Breaking news on the lady on the Baby Gaga ice cream.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga's lawyers have sent a cease and desist letter to them.
Right. That's true, by the way.
But you know what? The way they get around it, it's not called Lady Gaga. It's called Baby Gaga.
And that's the noise that babies make, so you feel like you can't really copyright that.
They will get nowhere with that. This guy's on safe ground. I've got a cow named Gaga. What are you going to do, tell me to shoot the cow because she doesn't want a cow named Gaga?
Send her a tweet right now.
Send Lady Gaga a tweet. Tell her that I have a cow named Gaga.
Okay.
All right?
That's funny.
All right. All right, Sally, good job. Thank you. 800.
Take care.
Yeah,
bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Have a great day. 800-510-8255. On good day, 18 past the hour.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for a complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
On 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DougStephan.com.
Who is quality quiz?
Okay.
Yeah, coming up. News quiz. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.
Time for us to identify the top 5 songs from this week in 1985. We'll play all 5 songs, little snippets of them. Enough so that you can figure out what they are. If you know them, you know them. If you don't, okay. Then you don't know them, but you'll get a swell prize if you can figure out all of these in order from number 5 to number 1. So we're doing number 5 right now. Who is this singing? What's the name of the song? 800.
She has a fashion line by the name.
510. The kid does, doesn't she?
The kid does. Very good. You're so hip and happy.
800-510-8255. You guys think that I'm out to pass.
You know, this is the one song where she sounds like Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
All right. So this is number 1. Oh, no, actually, this is number 5. Now we get to number 4 from this week in 1985.
Yeah.
This is a great remake. Who's on the clap? The name of this song. And more importantly, everybody knows the name of the song. Who is this doing it? Don't call us until you have all of them.
I can totally remember this video. Do you remember all this?
Oh, yeah. Right, absolutely.
As a matter of fact, I think he had a bodybuilder, a woman bodybuilder in the video, didn't he?
You would remember. You're the expert.
All right,
I
so
just remember this.
Don't call us now. Try to tie up the line because we'll dump you. Wait till you've heard all of the tunes. Then you call us at 800-510-8255. Okay, this is number 4. Number 3, another famous singer with a very recognizable song.
From the Miami Vice television show.
Very good, Richie. Yes, well, this is the list from this week in 1985. That would have been appropriate because Miami Vice, big show at that time. So who is this and what's the name of this song? 800-510-8255. Number 2 from this week.
Guilty feet have got no rhythm.
Okay. There was a bar in Georgetown called Patton's. Well, I wasn't in Georgetown. I was down in Wisconsin Avenue a little bit.
Yeah.
And whenever I hear this song, it's like, bam. Like I've been thrown back in time to Patton's.
Is it a gay bar?
On the dance
floor. No, because this was back in the time when I thought I still had a chance at this guy.
This is before everybody knew that he was what he was.
All right, so that's number 2. What's the name of this song, and who is it that's singing it now? Number 1 from this week, 85.
iPod.
Yeah. Good stuff. All right, little bits and pieces of music are part of our lives, and so we try to turn them into something that we can remember and talk about. So now you can call us if you have all 5 of these, 800-510-8255. What, please, again, in order from number 5 to number 1 are the titles, and who are the singers? Who is this? What's the name of the song? That's number 5. Here's number 4. Number 3 for this week in 85.
They can't all be.
All right, number 2. na, 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 na. Number one. All right, let's have it. Trevor, in Pennsylvania, you could have called in first, so we'll give you the first shot at this. Let's see how good you are. Take it away from number five to number one.
Okay, how about It's Real Girl, Madonna?
Number five.
And I might have mixed up. I just pulled over to answer this question for you.
Yep.
I know that Glenn Frey, The Heat Is On, is in there.
Right.
And we have Careless Whisper with Wham.
Yay.
Yeah, that's
and your door's ajar.
I can't fight this feeling
with REO Speedwagon.
That's number one, but you missed number four. What's number four?
That was California Girls with David Lee Roth.
There he is.
There you go.
Number five, Madonna's Material Girl. Number four, David Lee Roth and California Girls. Number three, Glenn Frey, The Heat's On. Number two, Wham, Careless Whisper. Number one, REO Speedwagon.
Good job.
Can't fight this feeling. Good, good, good job.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, a recent study reveals that the Verizon iPhone 4 suffers significantly lower data download speeds than its AT&T counterpart. While AT&T had a much better data connection, Verizon's iPhone still wins when it comes to voice quality. Which carrier you choose will come down to how you use your phone. In other news, if you have trouble sleeping, it could be because of electronics. A recent survey showed 95% of Americans are using electronics a few nights a week before bed, and 60% reported sleeping problems. The National Sleep Foundation says the high numbers are related to digital overload. And finally, Bloomberg reports that Microsoft is paying Nokia $1 billion to develop the Windows Phone handsets. Will the boost to the Windows platform be worth $1 billion in the long run? We'll see. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Whew, nothing stopping us from our power walks.
Not even our allergies, thanks to non-drowsy Claritin.
It gives me powerful relief from my worst symptoms.
Yeah, like itchy, watery eyes, sneezing, and runny nose. Oh, how about those great Claritin coupons?
What? How'd you find Claritin coupons?
I just looked in Sunday's newspaper.
Wow, that easy?
Easier than power walking.
Get the relief you want at a price you'll love. Look for money-saving coupons on non-drowsy Claritin in Sunday's newspaper. Live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Live from Progressive.
It's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited, not available in all.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Now 33 minutes after the hour, that means we have 7 minutes left for our 2020 news quiz. Richie, you missed out. You lost out in the last hour. Richie Ben is here. Jennifer Horn. Roberta will probably be back next week, would be my hope. We have tweeted Charlie Sheen, invited him to come on with, if you're following us on Twitter, invited him to come on. He does pay attention to Twitter, and I think he's up all day and all night.
Yeah, I'm sure he sleeps.
We've told him that Uri Geller would like to speak with him. And for those of you who are sticking around the next hour, if you aren't, and you have to go into work, you might want to download later on hour number 3 of the Good Day program, because that's when Charlie would be on with Uri.
He may be on a warpath this morning because they just fired him.
Yeah.
Well, but he might still find some.
Yeah, he's looking for an outlet to yell back at him.
He was happy that he got fired.
Yeah, I didn't like that show anyway.
Yeah.
I didn't want to get that. So one
wait
of the entertainment
wait
shows.
Wait till he gets a load of this show.
Yeah. The show, the entertainment show's saying his net worth is about $40 million, somewhere between $40 and $80 million. The way he's living, he can go through that pretty quickly. He's got to have that $1 million a week in order to keep his lifestyle as
it
is.
Wow. Warner Brothers really took some shots at him. No connection to reality. Very ill.
Oh, yeah. If you look at the letter.
I think
the
they
letter,
had to, though.
They sent an 11-page letter over to his manager and just said, okay, this is it. Goodbye. Adios. Mm-hmm. So what
to.
Does he have in common with Gaddafi? Gaddafi's trying to make a deal to get out of there as well. You can check that out.
I think Gaddafi and Sheen should have a show together.
That'd Wouldn't be
great.
That be cool?
That would be awesome.
You know how silly people are. There's been so much made of this. Palaise. There's a there's online today a poll about which celebrity has the best haircut. Justin Bieber, Jennifer Aniston, Donald Trump, or Charlie Sheen. My God, what in the world do people do with their time?
Yeah. In the Jennifer Aniston video that we have posted on the website.
We have the Jennifer Aniston video on our website?
Don't we? Didn't you say that it was the viral videos?
No, I've said. No,
oh, we can put it there.
It's a naked. No, it's a.
It's not naked.
Yes, it is.
It's not. It is not.
That's what
it's
I
an
said.
Advertisement for water.
You sure?
For smart water.
And at the end, for smart water. And at the end, they say, what are we going to call this? They're trying to create a viral video.
Yeah, they
That's
want
the whole gimmick.
I fell into it.
Yeah,
I didn't see
totally
it. I just
fell
did,
into
I,
it.
Right, I didn't see
and
it
at the
all.
End of the video, they say, what are we going to call this video? And the three geeks that are helping her, they say, Jen Aniston sex tape. She goes, I love it.
Perfect.
So, but right, one of the things is that...
and suckers like me,
though. Yeah.
I know, you're like, oh, my God.
Absolutely. So, but it's funny. Go watch it.
Anyway. I've been turned off since Jennifer told me she was a big pothead. At any rate, she's a good actress.
Allegedly.
She's nice. She seems like an okay person.
One of the things in it, though, is that she's trying to teach a parrot. They go, animals. People love animals. That'll go viral. Mm-hmm. So she's trying to teach a parrot how to say, you know, I love Jennifer Aniston or whatever it was she's trying to say. And the only thing the pair can keep coming back with is, Rachel, I love your haircut. From Friends.
Okay, so the featured slideshow still has the rain and more of it even. We took Heidelberg up in Tiffin because it's my alma mater and I'm closely connected to it. And we had some good shots. Matter of fact, all those shots were sent to all the members of the Board of Trustees to see how messy it is. So you can check out some. This is an area, a typical area in northwest Ohio, and the flooding is going to be bad in New York State and up some of the areas in northern central New England. Not a pretty picture. So let us change the picture, make it a more beautiful picture. Here's this this woman described Richie as a voluptuous blonde. We identified her last hour, Galina Kolinitska, who is the well, she's the girlfriend of Gaddafi.
She's his nurse.
She was his nurse.
Really?
She came to Libya from the Ukraine. My God, why would you come to the Libya from the Ukraine? Anyway.
Because he bought her.
Yeah.
Is how.
I don't know that she was bought. She she's gone. Apparently, she left and went back to the Ukraine because she was seen yesterday shopping with her mother outside of Kiev.
Hmm.
And the reporters are trying to chase her around. She said, please understand, my mother is very tired now. Her mother spent 9 years in Libya as well. They both got out in time to beat the rush, if you will. All right, so that's woman number one in the news today. Here's woman number two. Identify, please, Marisol Valles Garcia. Why is she in the news today? 800-510-8255. What is there about Marisol Valles Garcia? We talked about her 4 or 5 months ago, and I don't know that people certainly aren't going to remember back that far, but you can figure it out, or you can do a little research if you want to win a swell prize. 2020 News Quiz, who is Marisol Valles Garcia? 800-510-8255. Identify that lady for us, please, on the Good Day program. Next item of interest here is what's going on in the world of television. We have a Star Trek moment to share with you, and Jennifer has lots of other info as well. So the first thing we'll do is take care of who our 2020 News Quiz person is, Marisol Valles Garcia, and then Jennifer will get right to the work of trying to figure out what there is in the world of well, there's always a lot of stuff. I mean, there's tons of Lindsay Lohan, by the way, is ticked off. Did you see that?
About what?
Miley Cyrus was the host on Saturday Night Live, and she was joking about Lindsay Lohan.
Yep.
And made a joke at her expense. Insiders say Lindsay looked, and she looked at Lindsay, at Miley, as
a
mentor and friend. Hello.
Yeah.
Why do you want
Lindsay looked at Miley as a mentor?
No, the other way around. Okay. Miley looked at Lindsay. Well, Lindsay thinks that Miley looked at her as a mentor, so why would you take a shot?
Why would she think that anybody would look at her as a mentor?
Because, Richie, like Charlie Sheen, all these other people, they lose their sense of reality.
No kidding.
Yep, they live in an alternate universe.
Right, exactly. Completely lose their sense of reality. Here's Larry listening down in Lake City, Florida. Larry, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Doing fine, Doug.
All right, that's good. Have I ever spoken to you before?
No, sir, you have
never
not.
Never have. Though. Well, it's a pleasure then to speak to you for the first time. I hope it's not the last time. Meanwhile, who is Marisol Valles Garcia?
I think she's the young lady that's the youngest police chief in Mexico, and I actually believe she's had to leave recently.
She's 20 years old. She was made the police chief of the most dangerous Mexican border town. She was fired yesterday for failing to show up to work. The reason she hasn't shown up to work is because she traveled to the United States and decided she was going to stay here.
Oh.
Well, the reason she traveled to the United States and decided she was going to stay here is because she received three death threats.
Death threats, right.
Understandable.
Asylum she sought. Apparently she's been given it. So the town mayor says without a police chief, every one of the police chiefs that they've had there has been murdered since 2009.
Right.
So she took the job thinking it was going to be, this would be cool. Not so cool when you have death threats. So have you ever had anybody say they were going to kill you, Larry? Ever had a death threat?
I have once.
Have you? Former wife, or was something serious?
No, it was it was a work deal.
Yeah, by the way, I've had death threats, and it wasn't a lark. It was a guy that worked for me as well back in the late 70s. Yep, yeah, and I took it very seriously. The guy was a drug coke addict, crazy, crazy, crazy. I fired him, and he was all over me, man.
Really?
He
was. Wow. So, Larry, what'd you do about yours?
Mine was a issue. The person had dependency problems also.
Oh, yeah. That's what it usually is. Yeah.
I fired him, too.
Man, let me tell you something. When you have somebody that's got drug issues,
they're desperate for
that's
that.
That's why
money.
CBS fired. Yeah. Hello. Yeah. Charlie Sheen got fired for the same reason.
Well, I'm just talking about with threats. They are not connected to reality in any way, and you need to take them seriously.
Yep, you sure do. All right, Larry, good man. Nice to meet you. As I said, hold on just a second, and one of our minions, probably Michael the Minion.
Head Minion.
He's the main minion. Yeah, he's going to take care of you, so hold on a second.
King Minion, Michael.
Yes, he is. 800-510-8255. Here's another Rich calling from another Floridian. Hi, Rich. What's going on?
Hey, good morning.
Morning. This is good.
So what's up?
What? Give me that again.
He's
what?
He's answering your fact or fiction.
Fact or fiction? What was the question?
Did you get a winner for fact or fiction yet?
What was the? I don't remember fact or fiction. What did I ask?
This is 1580, right?
Yes.
1580.
Oh, I mean,
right.
He's in Port Charlotte.
Yeah. All right.
Are you really calling the wrong radio show right now? Because that's fantastic.
Calling, because we're off of the. What's the question?
And
let's turn this around. You ask us the question, and we'll tell you the answer.
Yeah.
I
think you were listening to another show.
Oh, good morning.
No, wait.
What was the question, Rich?
He's got it.
Up on us.
We could have won something.
Yeah, right. A free
trip
to Port Charlotte.
Could have won him over,
Charlotte.
At least.
Yeah. All right. So I think that's the station we go off at 7 or 7:30 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, local. But this stuff's not good.
Fact or fiction.
Right, exactly. Fact or
fact
fiction.
Fact or fiction, you're calling the right radio station.
It's 16 before the, what's this here?
What is this? What is this?
I don't know. Let's find out.
This ought to be good.
Leon and Brett are in Australia. Is that right? You guys are following us on Twitter. Is that it?
Yeah, that's
we
it.
We are, mate. Good morning, Doug.
Morning to you, sir. How are you doing? Two sirs. You have two together there, right?
We do. It's Brett. I'm Brett talking, and Leon as well. It's actually quarters of midnight over here in Australia.
You're up late. I love the accent, though. Great. We love the Australians.
You're trying to hitch onto the Charlie Sheen thing as well, right?
Well, we'd like to offer ourselves as the Australian ambassadors for Charlie Sheen. Yeah. we know he's in a bit of trouble right now. We'd like to offer our houses in Australia if he needs to, you know, escape anywhere and come hide out with us.
If he needs to chill out, we're pretty laid back here, so he can come down and hang out with us. But we thought we'd sort of pay tribute to him. We made a bit of a rap song for him.
A
rap song, huh?
Is this something we can air without having to have our delay button, or are you going to...
No, yeah, it's fun. There's no swearing. It's all from his grabs.
It is?
It's all good.
All right, how long does it last?
Oh, just under a minute.
Oh, all right, go ahead. This is so fun.
This
okay.
is Leon and Brett. Where in Australia are you, by the way?
We're in Melbourne.
In Melbourne, Australia. And you're on live on what station? Identify the station you're on.
It's the station called Barry.
Barry, B-A-R...
R-Y.
R-Y. All right. See, they don't have call letters over there. They just name the station.
Hey, do you guys have a blonde giggle girl that works with you guys?
Well, I've been told. Leon's
blonde, and
I've been told to look like Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh,
you're hot.
So then you look like Justin Bieber, too.
Wait a second. This Brett, I want to know if Brett looks like Portia.
Well, Portia actually is from near where we are from, in Geelong,
near
Melbourne. Exactly. Oh,
she's a hottie.
Yeah.
She is. Definitely. We'll claim her as ours.
All right, so before we run out of time here, I want to hear Leon and Brett, who are straight from Barry Radio in Melbourne, Australia, do their Charlie Sheen thing. Go ahead, boys.
All righty.
Can't is the cancer of happen. Can't is the cancer of happen. Can't is the cancer of happen. Just do it, man. I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen.
Some are saying that you're bipolar.
I winning. Banging 7 gram rock. Wow, what does that mean? I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen. Winning. Charlie Sheen. Winning.
might OD.
What does that got to do with me?
You're showing them the party.
It's called Charlie Sheen banging 7 gram rock. Wow, what does that mean? I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen. I am on a drug. On a drug. On a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen. Winning.
And there you are. It's going straight to number one.
I love
it. You guys are very clever, very creative. How popular is 2.5 Men in Australia?
Oh, you have no idea. It's amazingly popular.
Ridiculously popular.
Is it really? Isn't that amazing how American shows make it down there? We have a lot of your actors who have come over here and made it big. Hugh Laurie is probably the best example, but there's a woman whose name is...
Nicole Kidman.
No, Abigail. No. That Abigail...
Abigail Breslin?
Abigail...
Breslin.
No, that's not her last name. She was in Trauma, and she's now in that show Royal Pains, and I took a liking to her. She's blonde. Abigail, we'll have to do her.
Abby Cornish, perhaps?
No.
Oh, yes.
We've got too many to keep. We're a big country as well.
Yes.
Right. Hey, Leon, Brett, this is what I want to know. Yeah. All of the actors from Australia come here and they put on the Yankee accent. They try, they talk like
us.
They
do a good job.
And they do a very good job. I never know that they're Aussies until you see them accept awards for acting so well. American actors come down there and do television shows down there and try and pick up the Australian accent?
It's very hard. Like, I reckon can you guys give it a go? Can
you
guys
give it a go?
Good day, mate.
I'd like to be a part of your show. Some shrimp on the barbie and drink some Foster's beer with you guys. Yeah, it's
hard. No, you sound in English.
Yeah,
you sound in English, then.
Either that or Rastafarian, one of the two.
And the next accent will be South African, and he'll not know where he is one way or the other. He does a great French accent, though. Pierre, why don't you say hi to Leon and Brett?
But of course, see
I
am so good to be able to do the Australian accent. I only do the phlegm from the French accent.
I just think follow up with a ho-ho-ho.
I think you guys need to be our correspondents in Australia. I think we should have a thing.
We'd love to.
All right, so here we're going to put you on hold, and you can talk to the magnificent Michael, and we'll be in touch back
and forth. The main minion.
Yep. All right,
definitely.
Hold on.
Easy
good
done.
To talk to you, Leon. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
All right, guys.
Bye.
Leon and Brett from Evening Show.
The power of Twitter.
You know what? I just said that. It's an amazing. Isn't that amazing?
So Jennifer sent out a tweet inviting Charlie Sheen
half
to come on and talk to Uri Geller.
Uh-huh.
Two guys in Australia that do a radio show that just did a rap about him call into the show and want to play their rap.
Right.
And
now
there are Australian correspondents.
And they're fun. I think they'd be perfect. You can check in with them.
Star Trek moment, the Earthbound shuttle Discovery heard from William Shatner.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he woke him up yesterday. Discovery, I said Columbia earlier, and somebody sent me an email quickly, or was it? I don't know. Yeah, it was an email. What are you talking about? It's not Discovery. Columbia, it's Discovery. All right, so boys and girls, we're having a little fun here today, and that's not unusual. Thank you for being here. It's 10 before the hour, and good day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, 2 for the price of 1.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BIGBERKEY waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Checks.
The good thing I'm so good at this Twitter stuff, Richie. Otherwise, we'd be left out in the cold.
Yeah.
53 after the hour. Okay, so we're a little bit late, but Jennifer's going to check out what's going on. There's a comedy award show to honor Johnny Carson, some new drama pilots, television tidbits, etc.
Lots of stuff.
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff, and we'll have a moment or two. The one thing that has sort of gotten me, the coverage of Lindsay Lohan, again, these entertainment shows, and now showing her taking the necklace at the store.
Right.
Right.
But, that's a problem because the store sold it.
$35,000 the store got.
Right.
Was it TMZ or who was it?
From one of the entertainment shows. I don't know if it was Entertainment Tonight.
Bought the necklace?
No,
they bought the video surveillance tape. But
from
here's the problem.
35.
That makes it look like they're in it for publicity, and it makes it look like they set her up. And so in court, that's totally given a break
to
her.
She was smart to, under the circumstances, but whether she
probably paid TMZ the $35,000 to go buy it.
Get her out of there. All right, Jennifer's got the television report up next here on Good Day.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
I'm Chad Hoover, Vice President with Sanofi Pasteur. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Sanofi Pasteur. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've been a national sponsor of March for Babies for the past 3 years, and we'll continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
All right, here we go.
That would be you.
Oh, but it'd be me.
Actually, your turn.
It's Jennifer. I noticed that Jennifer and I were just talking about Jean Smart, mm-hmm. who became pretty well known, and if she wasn't known before, she's quite an accomplished actress, but she was the president's wife, Logan's wife,
on
24.
She was very good.
Two seasons?
Uh-huh.
Right. So anyway, she's on Hawaii 5-0 now, and blank my dad says. What I find interesting as I look ahead, Jennifer, is all of the shows that are being developed. I read on the plane coming back here Sunday how many new shows have raw titles to them, like blank my dad's.
There's a B-word show coming out. There's a word with the A-H coming out. There will be a show called that.
Yeah.
So there's a lot. It's definitely right. A new trend.
Anyway, so she's in a yet-to-be-titled NBC comedy platform.
We're going to be Denmark in the next decade when it comes to television.
Yeah.
Everything. Anything and everything goes. In England, there you can watch, you can watch raw sex stuff on TV.
I remember being a teenager seeing Benny Hill.
Yeah.
And you would be like, wow.
Wow.
They can show that on TV there?
Yeah. All right, so Jen, what else is happening?
Well, you were asking earlier about this Comedy Central Award. It's brand new. Comedy Central created a new award show, which is going to air on April 10th. And the first will be a new prize that they're going to give out in memory of Johnny Carson. So it'll be the Johnny Carson Award for comedic excellence, which is kind of cool for him.
So who's up for it this year? Is it they have to be current contemporary comedians, or is it stuff like could Carson win?
I believe that it has to be current. But they haven't announced their nominees yet. But they want to they're setting out to be like the Oscars of comedy,
pretty much. Okay.
So kind of cool stuff there. Now, also, of course, we have to talk a little bit about Charlie, even though we've been talking about him all day. He got his letter, 11 pages from CBS, getting rid of him. He fired back and said that he was happy that he's been let go because it's a big day of gladness, is what he said at the Sober Valley Lodge, because now he can
I don't need that $1 million a week.
Take all their bazillions of dollars. So.
But you know what? He makes money. They cannot cut him out of the residual stuff.
Yeah, that's his.
Tens of millions
and
of
that
dollars.
Show is in syndication, and that's where you make all the real money. It's not in the first round.
And he'll make money off of Twitter and doing all this goofy stuff.
Yeah.
He'll become a side show and make zillions of dollars.
Yeah, he's talking to Mark Cuban about a reality show. Now, speaking of reality shows, our buddy Sarah Palin has lashed out. She's sick of Kathy Griffin. You know, Kathy Griffin's taken on this big campaign and picking on her and her family. So Sarah came out and said that she's a 50-year-old adult bully, and she's mad that Glee's cast Griffin to be on the show and make fun of the Palins, basically.
Right.
So
that's what you get when you're in public life.
But she challenged her. She said, Kathy, pick on me. Come up to Alaska and pick on me.
They ought to do is have a wrestling match.
Yeah, wouldn't that be hot?
I think that would be great.
I think Sarah Palin's kind of gross.
Yeah, but she is gross. But Sarah Palin would kick her butt.
Absolutely
kick her butt.
Celebrity grudge match.
All right, I'm all for that. Let's get going on working on that.